This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Today we have news of a major problem facing the medical community, mainly primary care and psychiatry. To start with, somewhere around 15% of Americans over the age of 18 have used antidepressants in the past 6 months. According to the CDC, one quarter of women over the age of 60 have used them. Depression is a disabling condition that deserves treatment. The major antidepressants work according to what is called the serotonin hypothesis. The idea is that depression is caused by low levels of the neurotransmitter serotonin. Antidepressant drugs then function by increasing serotonin levels and returning them to near normal. These are the so-called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, a fancy name that implies a scientific process to explain depression. Well, the serotonin hypothesis was always a hypothesis, meaning an idea built around limited evidence as a starting point deserving further research. Today, most doctors and the public believe that depression is the result of serotonin or other neurotransmitter abnormalities. Well, it is now many years later, and we have loads of research, and it turns out that the serotonin hypothesis is supported by no convincing evidence. In an important article in the journal Molecular Psychiatry, researchers point out that the serotonin hypothesis is very likely simply wrong. Imbalances or deficiencies of serotonin and other neurochemical levels seem not to be involved in determining our mood. But that puts us in a pickle. Now we have a boatload of drugs built around this hypothesis that's wrong. It turns out that people who are depressed have no lower levels of serotonin than those who are not depressed. Further, when researchers artificially lower serotonin levels in healthy volunteers, guess what? The volunteers do not become depressed. So the idea that we need drugs to modify neurotransmitter levels to treat depression may do more harm than good. It sends a message that drugs are essential to treat most depression. It may keep people taking these drugs far longer than is needed. We have an entire industry with huge financial incentives built around medicines to treat a serious condition whose hypothesis is simply wrong. Antidepressants are a drug company's dream come true. These drugs treat a common long-term condition with a medicine that needs to be taken every day by perhaps 10% of Americans. But we've known for over a decade that antidepressants have not been a home run. For many people, they seem to work not much better than a placebo, and they can have unpleasant side effects. Only 1 in 7 people are expected to benefit from these medicines. But it's been really difficult to challenge the power of psychiatry and big pharma, who constantly push the benefits of these minimally effective drugs. Challenging them risks minimizing the seriousness and disability associated with depression, which is real. But they need to be challenged. Depression is real and it's serious. It's how we treat it that needs a major rethink. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with